So in the Bible reading today, as always, we talk about how much God loves us. Jesus was teaching his disciples about love, and he had a small child stand among them. So I thought I'd try something. Let's all stand up. Let's all stand up. I'm cheating because I'm up on a step, so I'm going to come down here. It's okay. Sorry. Okay, I'll back up here. There we go. Good job. I'll get back down here so I'm not so scary. So, let's see here. You guys are all different heights. Should we line everybody up and see if we can't make a nice, maybe from the shortest to the tallest? Do you think we could do that? So let's have the person who's the shortest stand over here and the person that's tallest over here and see if we can't get in between. So who's the... I don't know if she's up for that. Maybe you could stand with her. Would you do that? Maybe stand over here by Arlo. There we go. It's okay. Oh, you can hold her if you want to. You better hold her. That's okay. Just stand right here. So who's the next highest? Who's the next tallest? Are you the next tallest, Arlo? It's kind of a toss-up. So stand right here. Who's the next tallest? I see Chase over there, too. Oh, this is a hard one. This is hard. Who's the next tallest? Take a guess. Come on over, Chase. Who's the next tallest? You want to come on over? He says, I'm not moving, man. This is weird. Okay, there we go. Who's the next tallest? Come on over. Man, you are a man in charge, aren't you? Who's the next tallest? Who's the next tallest? Who's the next tallest? You're looking good there. We're getting there. We're getting close. Who's the next tallest? You stand up nice and look at that. We're getting close. Okay. What do you guys think? One more? Are you willing to move? You want to go stand over there? I think you might be the tallest, man. Nice job. So I have a question for you. Jesus says he loves us. So who do you suppose he loves best? Do you suppose he loves the tallest? No. Do you suppose he loves the youngest?
No.
Well, that only leaves a couple of choices. He must love the shortest ones.
No.
Well, there's only one answer left. He must love the tallest ones.
No.
No? Well, who does he love the most?
Everybody.
You guys are so smart. He loves everybody. Good job. Nice job. Why don't you go and have a seat? Good job. He loves you all the same. And how much does he love you? Just a little bit?
No. So much.
So much that he did something with one of those things. What did he do?
He died on a cross.
Why did he die on a cross for our sins? Why? Why did he do that?
To save us
from our sins. Why did he do that? I did this to the big kids in Bible class today. They don't like it when I do that. Why? Why? Here's the reason. There's only one reason. You ready? Because he loves you. It's as simple as that. That's why I like to sing, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's the only reason, because he loves you. He took one of the kids and he had him stand in the midst of the disciples, and they're all going, I don't know what to do with this. And he said, you need to be like this. Love me like this kid loves me. You know why he said that? He knows that you guys love him even though you haven't seen him. That's a pretty big love. We call it faith. Is that a pretty good thing? And he wants us big kids to be like you guys. So even though we're bigger and sometimes we think we're all it, he wants us to be like you guys, to love Jesus even though we don't see him. So thanks for the example. Keep doing it. Should we pray to him and thank him for that? Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here, and we thank you that they know you even though they don't see you, because we know that you see them and that you love them. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, which they are rapidly doing, Lord, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.